Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can I have mom, dad, and Angela, right?
This is all my...
Yeah.
I was counting, and this number is
Moon Kamari, you need to be over here. Okay, I'll start reading in Exodus
28.
Okay, I'll pick up in Exodus 28:15. And then, using the most careful workmanship, make a chess piece to be used as God's article. Use the same gold, blue, purple, and scarlet threads of fine linen as you did in the ephod. This chess piece is to be of two folds of cloth, forming a pouch. Attached to it, four rows of stones, a ruby, a topaz, and an emerald shall be in the first row. The second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row will be an amber, and a agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row will be an onyx, and a beryl, and a jasper, all set in gold setting. Each stone will represent one of the tribes of Israel, and the name of that tribe will be engraved upon it like a seal. Attach the top of the chess piece to the ephod by means of two twisted cords of pure gold. One end of each cord is attached to golden rings placed at the outer top edge of the chess piece. The other end of the two ephod cords are attached to the front edge of the two settings of the onyx stone on the shoulders of the ephod. Then make two more golden rings and place them on the two lower inside edge of the chest piece. Also make two other golden rings for the bottom front edge of the ephod at the sash. Now attach the bottom of the chest piece to the bottom ring of the ephod by means of blue ribbon. This will prevent the chest piece from coming loose from the ephod. In this way, Aaron shall carry the names of the tribes of Israel on the chest piece over his heart. It is God's oracle. When he goes into the holy place, Jehovah will be reminded of them constantly. Insert into the pocket of the chest piece a Urim and a Thummim to be carried over Aaron's chest when he goes in before Jehovah. Thus Aaron shall always be carrying the oracles over his heart when he goes in before the Lord. That was the reading out of Exodus 28:14 through 21. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, do we have any other callers to come in?
Yes, we
have.
Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet.
Yes. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Let's see. I have Dad, Mom, Angela, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Janet, and myself. Amen. Auntie Carrie came in. Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Dr. had a program at the church tonight, so she might not be here.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have Auntie Marie just joined. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry, you had it on.
Okay. Well, let's bow our heads for the opening prayer and go ahead and get started with our program. All righty. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds. We bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God be to the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Welcome, everyone, to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so tonight is the open session. Hope we all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And we will go on into the program with Dad. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, if you went to Proverbs, the subject, observation for living. A saw and the tunnies, a way wrap. The grievous wood thereof anger. The tongue of the wise setteth knowledge aright. But the mouth of fool pulleth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A crooked tongue is a tree of life, but preserving this therein is a branch in the spirit. A fool despises his father. Instruction. But he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteousness is much treasure. But in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise despise knowledge, but the heart of the foolish do it not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he liveth him that follows after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsake the way. And he that hears, reprove shall die. Hell and destruction are before the law, how much more than the heart of the children of men.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. And Angela, thank you for the blessing of the prayer line. Next I have Auntie Marie, but I think we have another caller. Am I correct, Angela? Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
amen.
My light and my salvation from Psalm the 27th, starting at the 4th verse. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquiries in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his palanquin. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou seek ye my face, my heart says unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servants away in the anger, have been my help. Lead me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Okay, my next person would be Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm going to read scripture out of Act 12, 1 through 17, and the subject is Dilemma of Deliverance. How encouraging it is to know that God, in his infinite wisdom, God, our sovereign King of kings, desired to liberate us from the darkest danger that holds us captive. We often think of freedom as a constitution right, but it is more than that. It is a God-given spirit that enables us to live according to the will of Jesus Christ and to participate the good news of the gospel in spite of oppressing circumstance. The adversity designed to imprison every active believer who does the will of God. He desired to blind us mentally, physically, and financially, emotionally, and, of course, spiritually. He positioned armed and danger cohorts to enslave us against our will. But thanks be to God who give us the victory. That's 1 Corinthians 15:57. One must never underestimate the power of a prayer. It has been well said, no prayer, no power. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. God will dispatch every resource needed, much needed, to release our restraining and open the iron gate of our deliverance and liberation. A praying church can do much on her knees. It was customary within an ancient African civilization for women to get on their knees to give birth. As we participate in our deliverance, we too must get on our knees and push. Pray until something happens. Then be prepared to open the door as the answer to your prayer. And the deliverance for your dilemma is manifest. And that's in Mark 11:24. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see, Auntie Dodge, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 37:3-5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall the dweller in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dodd. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I want to come out of Psalm.
Amen.
Let's see which one I have. Psalms 28.
Mm-hmm.
To thee, O Lord, I call, my rock, do not be deaf to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to thee for help. When I lift up my hands towards thy holy sanctuary, do not drag me away with the wicked and with those who work iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their heart. Requite them according to their work and according to the evil of their practices. Requite them according to the deeds of their hands. Repay them their recompense, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the deeds of his hand. He will tear them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exalts. And with my song I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength. He is a saving defense to his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Psalm 118.
Amen. Just speak to the Lord, for he is good. Love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. let go that hear the Lord say his love endures forever. When some quest, I to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. When and no mere mortals do to me, the Lord is my helper. I look triumphant over my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than put your trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than put your trust in princes. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarm all around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of 1 John, started at chapter 5. So whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that believeth him, that begotten, loveth him, also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has witness in himself. He that believeth not God has not made himself a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share a call to prayer from different scriptures. The first one is Isaiah 65:24. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. And my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And if anyone among you suffering, then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray one to another so that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man accomplished much. That's from James 5:13-16. The last one is 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Let us pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Moving right along into our program, and we're into the part where the sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Thank the Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come into your presence on one accord with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for all the works that you are performing right now in Daddy Werner, Willie Cody, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, LaToya Simmons, the Ross family, the Boyers family, Sean Williams, Ruth Edwards, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and Mary Lowe, the Moody family, Belinda and family, the Rossiter family, the Mapp family, Desert Kendrick, Tally and family, Eileen Holliday, Valerie Crockett, Carlos and the Wells family, Doretha and Jesse Werner, Calvin Avery, Janet Williams, Brian, Eric, Tony, Amalekai, DeMarcus, Cheryl, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all the love that you show to us daily. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind. And most of all, thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you wash our sick and shut-ins in the blood of Jesus, for there is still power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our sick and shut-ins and cover them in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we recognize birthdays. So we're looking at the week of November 29th through December 5th. Any birthdays we need to recognize at that time?
Malachi.
When is his birthday?
December the 4th.
Okay. Any other birthdays? Okay, amen. Let's see. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Malachi. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Happy birthday. Wonderful singing, Auntie Carrie. Thank you very much. And we move into our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Angela.
I just want to give thanks to the Lord for a beautiful holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to Bill. And that's it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Let's see here. Dad, any poem, song, testimony, praise report you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to read a little bit more.
Amen.
In the sympathy of going home, people reckless to give their respect and their allegiance to their Creator. Neither is there respect for one another. Man creator says, I call heaven and earth to recall his day against you that I have set before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, true life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Life is a valuable, knowable manifestation of real virtue. The goodness of God, no human being has any convincing authentic knowledge of the ordinary other than the knowledge of creation by a divine being called God. In the law of God formed man the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostril breath for life. And man became a living soul. Special care, special interest is invested in man. And the law of God planet, they go and eat it. And God put the man down. They have to go to our planet, a garden in Eden, and that God put the man who he had formed going home. They're coming back to God. God word is informing of that the highway shall be that there are they're called the way of holiness. I think I worked up that he was running together. Isaiah chapter 5:8. Chapter 5:8. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I think Kamari wants to go next, and he's going to sing his song that he's been practicing. Okay, ready?
The king.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Never
mind. They're ready.
Okay, he said he a little nervous. I don't understand that.
Amen.
Maybe we'll come back to him.
Go ahead.
I too said, go ahead. Go ahead and sing it. Okay, can't get him to budge. Okay, we're going to move right along here. Uh-huh. Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I have a little short poem I'm going to read.
Amen.
May the love of God surround you. May his peace be all around you. And may your day be blessed with everything that happiness. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. Next person I have up is me. I'll go next. My reading is out of the Daily Bread, and the title is Thankful in All Things. And it goes on to say, yet God's words challenges us, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There's no getting around it. God wants us to pray with thanksgiving when the future is uncertain, when heartbreaks hit, and when shortfalls come. It's hard to be grateful in difficulties, but it's not impossible. Daniel 6:10 says, Daniel prayed and gave thanks, knowing that his life was in danger. Jonah 2:9 called out with the voice of thanksgiving while inside a fish. These things together for our good. Oh, I'm sorry. These examples, coupled with God, promise that he will work all things together for our good and his glory. Romans 8:28 can inspire us to be thankful in all things. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. Next person I have up is Auntie Dot. Any praise report, song, testimony you want to share with the group?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see. Next I have Mom, any praise report testimony?
I have a praise report.
Amen.
I just want to talk about my Thanksgiving.
Amen.
We had a wonderful time. We had guests, Miss William and her daughter and her husband and a friend came up, and they had told us they were going to bring out a dinner.
Amen.
And my granddaughter was here, and she didn't want my granddaughter to know she was coming. So we just had a lot of fun. They came, and I mean, they brought food to Lord. We got food for the next 2 weeks.
Praise God.
Wonderful time, and she really did surprise my granddaughter. My granddaughter thought I was going to take her down. I had to fool her, saying, I'm going to take you down Saturday. I know she was coming Thursday, so I know she didn't get a chance to see him. So she was doing everything, sweeping the porch and vacuuming for me to take her down to see her on Saturday. And she walked in the door, and she had broken run. She couldn't believe it. I thought she was going to catch on because everybody I would talk to asked me, what you cooking for? You know, you. I thought they were bringing your food. I had to run out of food. But anyway, it was just so beautiful, and it was a good surprise for my granddaughter, and she just loved it. She was having a fit to want to see Miss Williams, so she got a chance to see Miss Williams, and we just had a wonderful time. Everything just went so beautiful. I just loved it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. My son came with his other three children, so we had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that praise report, Mom. Let's see here. I'll move on to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to read this little saying. God changes caterpillars into butterflies, sand into pearls, coal into diamonds, youth and time and pressure. He is working on us. God is awesome. He can turn broken pieces of our lives and make them a masterpiece. Change is a necessary part of life. You can't grow without change. Be willing to surround what you are. Be willing to surround what you are for what you could become. You can be clever and think you can change the world, or be a wise and start by changing yourself. If God doesn't change your situation, it's because he is trying to change your heart. Tell your past thank you for the lesson. Your future that you are ready. And thank God he gave you another chance. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here, Auntie Janet. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to piggyback on what Sister May has said. We had a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving. With my brother and his dear sweet wife, Mayosi, and her lovely granddaughter. She's a little angel. We all fell in love with her. And it was just so ordained. It was such a divine intervention by our Father God. And we had a beautiful Thanksgiving. Okay, that's a poem I would like, but it's not a poem, it's a reading. Our Sweet Trust, my daily devotional.
Mm-hmm.
The hymn that we know, it was taken from, it was born out of tragedy. This young lady lost her husband who was trying to save another person. He drowned. And in the midst of her sorrow, she picked up her pen, and she penned this beautiful hymn that we all know. Thank God. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to trust his cleansing blood. Just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life, rest and joy and peace. I am so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. When we place the tragedies of our lives into God's hands and trust in him, he can turn them around for his glory and for our gain. God mm-hmm. bless us all today to trust him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the praise report and the daily devotional, Auntie Janet. And I believe Kadarius is going to come and do a reading for us.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Kadarius, you ready?
Okay. Oh, they still there.
Does he reach? You can't hear him. Hello?
I lost all kind of connection here. So let me see. Everybody can hear?
I hear you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, here's Kadarius.
If I ride the morning winds to go the farthest ocean, even there your hand will guide me, your strength will support me. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the
Lord,
Amen.
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 You ready, there? Thank you, Kadarius, for that reading. His reading came out of Isaiah 26.
Nice voice.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay, Kamari, are you going to do anything? Okay.
Teach me. Guide me.
They can't hear you.
Teach me. Guide me. Lead me. Take me by my hand and lead me on. Teach me. Guide me. Lead me. Take
Take me by my hand and lead me on. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Great.
Okay, you did a great job. Thank you.
Very.
Somebody, he's a little nervous.
And we got to sometimes.
Amen. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a poem, and it's coming from the Inspiration publication. It's the old home place. The windows are shattered. The grass are high. No smoke from the chimney curled up to the sky. The fences are broken, and sadly I stare at a little old house so in need of repair. The sway on the porch still sway in the wind. Till the children was gone and there was no one within. I sit on the step and my thoughts wander through the past of time and the days that I knew. Through the soft stillness that fall on my ear, the echo of sweetness, love leads through the year. And sadness depart, and peace fill my soul. For the little old home place, I have now grown old. Together we have weathered the rain and the wind. For the first time I realized how easy it been. And bless every man to be numbered among yesterday's children with the heart that are young. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Betty. Let's see, that takes us to the part of the program where we're doing our closing prayer. But before I go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group before we go into the closing prayer? Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head, Angela would come to us with the closing prayer, please.
In closing, I will take us to Psalms 34. The Lord, a provider and deliverer. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you, his saints, for to those who fear him, there is no want. The Lord is near. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Okay, all right. Well, that concludes our program for today. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. And there was plenty shared tonight to help us. Daddy came to us out of Proverbs, Mom's out of Acts, Carrie, Dot, Angela Marie, and Kadarius came out of Psalms, Auntie Betty came out of John, and Auntie Janet came out of several books from the Bible, preaching on prayer, and Angela ended up in Psalms again on how good the Lord is. Amen? But remember to put God first in all that you do. He waits on us to acknowledge his presence. For God is love. We pray that you all have a wonderful, had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and may you have a blessed week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Have a good week.
Love you.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.